All right, we've plugged in the turntable. Let's drop the needle.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. No moon at all, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us all. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. For inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
This is DJ Frederick, and you have found the right frequency. It's the Radio Thrift Shop, and I want to give a big shout-out to Craig Smith for recommending that one. Oh, my goodness. From the album A Sea of Laughs and Music, recorded live at Lincoln Manor in Dixon, Illinois, with Dew and Ray. That's No Moon at All and My Lady Sleeps. Well, here we are at the Radio Thrift Shop, digging deep into musical delights into the past century of recorded sound, hopefully finding music to help you find your groove. I think what we'll do on this edition of the Thrift Shop is listen to some privately released LPs and cassettes, just like the Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown music.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note that I left hanging out her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that said I'm leaving, 'cause I love that girl so many times before. By the time I'm in Albuquerque, she'll be working. Stopping at lunch and give me a call. She'll hear that empty phone keep on ringing. Off the wall. By the time I'm in Oklahoma City, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly around and call my name down low. She'll cry. Try to tell her so. She didn't know that I wouldn't go. Thank you.
was his master, says it's been so long. Few of them have seen his ways, few of them have seen his eyes. As the careless rancher roams the land, morning bird, he cries, yeah.
From Massachusetts, but recorded in Littleton, New Hampshire. That's Carl Hackinson, Morning Bird from his LP, Candles Glow. Before that, The Sound of the Rain and Phoenix. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've found the Radio Thrift Shop, a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. And this is program number 475. I'm hoping to reach 500 plus shows, so please stay tuned. Been having a little bit of trouble announcing and enunciating, basically due to Bell's palsy and some jaw issues, but hopefully I'm not slurring my words too much and you can actually understand the announcements here on Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. About 1,000 tornadoes occur in the United States every year, more than in any other part of the world. But the season to watch out for tornadoes varies depending upon what part of the country you're in. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Alfred Bedard is an adjunct professor at the University of Colorado.
Tornadoes tend to occur in the southern states in the early part of the year, even in the midwinter months. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, they tend to have the most frequent tornadoes in January to March time frame. And then as the summer starts to approach, the frequency of tornadoes increases in the upper U.S. states. Basically, the tornadoes feed off of the very, very strong energy that is inherent with severe weather. Whenever you have very severe weather, that's when tornadoes tend to appear. So the pattern of severe weather occurs in the southern states in the early part of the year, even in the winter. And then as the summer approaches, the strong severe weather moves to the north, and the tornado frequency follows that because the very severe weather also produces the conditions that lead to tornadoes.
If you have a question or comment about this or any other program in our series, we'd like to hear from you. Our email address is pulse@igc.org. That's pulse@igc.org. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And this is DJ Frederick celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. So please tune in every Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight. And this is the Private Press Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Another day. dancing in the sun. Watch me as I run back to your home. She's just way man. She's just way man, like the wind sways the trees on a restless day. At one with everything. Spring is changing, she's waving her multicolored arms at me, and the sights and sounds run down over my eyes, and the memories and the places hypnotize me. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. Cause I love you like the sun loves the wind on a restless day. Me feel at one with everything. Spring is changing, she's waving her multicolored arms at me, and the sights and the sounds run down over my eyes, and the memories and the places will hypnotize me. Cause I love you. She shall rock me. She shall rock me to my sleep, in my dreams for another day.
That was a relatively recent release by Andy Wrench, a tune called Canyon, that was not included on his cassette release, As Long As It's Today. Before that, from the late 1960s, a band called Amber and Sea Shell Rock Me. Well, this is the Private Press edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And thank God for non-commercial radio, because I would never, this show would never be heard elsewhere. For the next 5 minutes, we're going to join Laura Erickson and For the Birds, and then we'll get back to the music here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Today is my birthday. Usually, in anticipation of a new age, I like to focus on cool elements of the number itself. For example, 67 is a prime number, so last year I could say I was in my prime. But now at 68, I won't be able to say that again until I turn 71. To please my sense of whimsy, 68 is called a happy number, which means that if you repeatedly square its digits and add them up, you eventually get one. It would be nice to think that means this year will be a happy one. I was born in 1951 at the peak of the baby boom era, and it's amusing and weird to be turning 68 at the exact moment when OK Boomer is peaking as a meme meant to somehow shame us old people in a new and trendy way simply for being our age. The reason OK Boomer went viral last week was that the New Zealand Green Party MP, Chloe Swarbrick, was giving a speech in favor of stricter carbon emission standards when she was rudely interrupted by a representative of the National Party, which refuses to acknowledge the damage climate change is already doing, much less the catastrophic damage it will continue to do, exacerbated specifically because so many people in power in New Zealand, the United States, and elsewhere have for so long ignored the science. Swarbrick was in the middle of her speech and justifiably wanted a quick way to shut him up so she could finish. I just wish there were a clever word summing up people who deny science and twist information to promote short-sighted, selfish goals rather than one that insults a whole generation. Following the golden rule to ensure that our air, water, and land are clean for future generations and protecting our natural resources for the future would seem to be no-brainers. I've always talked about how blue jays planted oak forests after glaciation, collecting and burying fertile acorns wherever melting glaciers gave them an opening. The jays may not have thought this through. They simply cache away food stores that they themselves might want someday, so their providing for future generations may have been a literal no-brainer. Arguably, we humans have more brain power than birds, but some use those brains to fight tooth and nail against the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts back in the 1970s and to weaken them since their passage. Propaganda campaigns to make people think that climate change is controversial among scientists are promoted by the same energy companies that are gearing up to take advantage as polar ice melts. Selling advertising to them is how millennial Mark Zuckerberg became a billionaire. When Greta Thunberg did her big tour, the photos that most moved me depicted the 16-year-old girl and 84-year-old Jane Goodall together. These two people, so far apart in age, are both dedicating their lives to making this planet better for the future. Both of these two people are following the golden rule, treating the planet, its creatures, and future people as they'd like to be treated, and going so much above and beyond the call of duty makes them both heroes. Which generation they belong to is irrelevant. dividing people into arbitrary age categories fosters distrust and squanders our energy as we look for scapegoats rather than for real-world solutions. As species disappear, oceans rise, and pollution grows apace, we must resist this divide-and-conquer strategy and start planting our acorns together as blue jays do. It's a no-brainer. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
This is DJ Frederick. We're digging into the world of cassettes, 8-tracks, and vinyl records. From the past century of recorded sound, the Radio Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration.
Kathleen sings a song that could make you cry, but her smile lifts the sadness from your eyes. She can take you by the mountains and fly you by the sea. She's an angel in disguise to set me free. And she plays a song so so sweetly, and the softness of her voice comes out to meet me. And she paints her life out before me on the canvas of her strings. Sometimes I feel so bad, I think I'll die, 'cause there's not much left in this old life to keep me high. Then my friend sings her songs and I'm feeling alright, and I wonder why she does it all for me. And she plays a song so, so sweetly, and the softness of her voice comes out to meet me. And she paints a life out before me on the canvas of her dreams. God, if you can, grant me just one last request. Please let us play the best. Harmonize our goals and let us play another beautiful song about the coming day. And she plays a song so, so sweetly, she does, and the softness of her voice comes out to meet me. And she paints a life far before me on the canvas of her dreams, on the canvas of streams, on the canvas of the stream.
Doc Holliday in a tune called Kathleen on the Canvas of Her Strings from the Lady Free LP. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Some come here to tarry, some come here to fiddle and dance, I come here to marry.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, going back to Harley.
Every night when I go home, my wife, I try to please her, the more I try, the worse it gets, damned if I don't leave her.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, going back to Harlem.
Fly around my blue-eyed girl, fly around my Daisy, through till I ran my blue-eyed girl. You nearly drove me crazy.
Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. Going back to Harlan.
Now the very next time I go that road, and it don't look so dark and crazy. Very next time I go that road, stop and see my Daisy.
Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. Going back to
say you're alone and lonesome because someone somewhere set you free. And you say you're tired of crying because someone somewhere still. Someone you've got tucked away. You'll get it straight someday, some way in the end. You'll be with your special friend. Well, I know just how you feel. There's no need to explain. No reason why, 'cause everybody has that certain someone.
Song I play fairly often on the Thrift Shop from 1975, Pat Gotti and Someone Somewhere. Before that, Mark and Bonnie Branciaroli and Wandering the Woods from their privately released LP in 1979. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homegrown and homemade radio. No genre, no agenda. Just a microphone and a turntable and a love for the airwaves. And this is the Private Press Edition of the Thrift Shop.
Exploring science and the sea. Most of the time, an icebreaker that doesn't plow through the ice is about as useful as a car without wheels. But a German icebreaker is scheduled to make an important scientific expedition while frozen inside the ice. The research vessel Polar Stern will study the Arctic for a year. The mission's goal is to collect information that will help scientists develop better models of how the climate is changing. The icebreaker will leave Norway in September and head for icy waters north of Siberia. About 600 people will spend time on the ship. They'll be shuttled in and out by other icebreakers. Once Polar Stern is frozen in place, scientists will set up remote stations on the ice up to 30 miles away. The entire network will drift close to the North Pole during winter, then southward into the Atlantic Ocean. At the same time, aircraft will fly missions above the network to study the upper atmosphere. Arctic waters have been warming at a faster rate than the rest of the planet. But climate models don't do a good job of explaining why that's the case. A poor understanding of this region makes it harder to develop models that explain the global climate. Mission scientists will study the ice, the ocean, and the atmosphere. They'll probe what happens when the ice freezes and when it melts. They'll study the effects of the changing ice on the ocean and on marine life. And they'll look at how changes in the Arctic may cause changes to other parts of the planet, all while drifting with the ice. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you. we like to fight a storm just to bounce across a pond. It's the path it makes that's a clue to where the song's. The head comes in the dead of the night. The center comes like a photograph of light. Turn our home to hell. To find a bone and to float it down the stream. It's the path it takes. There's a clue to many greens. The head comes in the dead of the night. The sentry calls like a phone. Like a photograph of life.
gorgeous music by Bibio. That was the Ribbon Sessions. You can find that on YouTube. Just look for Ribbon Sessions. And we're going to close up the thrift shop for this week. I do hope the show's been eclectic and interesting, relaxed yet engaging at the same time. You can contact me on Facebook. Just look for the group Radio Thrift Shop. Until next time, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening. Thank you.